has ever existed in you, unrecognized. It was with you before the world was, and it is with you now, ready to perform all the miracles of old. Just as it has for all of the dedicated souls who have walked this earth. It declares to you something that you must listen to. Something that all the great ones have listened to. It says to you, without me, you can do nothing. And if you have not heard that within yourself, and if you do not believe that, listen again. Without the living word in the midst of you, you can do nothing. For it was the living word in Jesus that said, I am the way. The living word is the way. I am the door. The living word is the door. I alone can show you how to make the word flesh, that you may dwell forever in the house of reality. You see, Jesus was a transparency for the living word, for Christ, for the Spirit of God. The same living word that is in all men who walk the earth today. And it was this living word which was the source of all the amazing powers displayed by all the prophets, all the great seers, all the great healers, all the great doers, all the great miracle workers. My doctrine, said Jesus, is not my own. If I speak of myself, I bear witness to a lie. Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That one is the living word. The living word has come a light unto the world. Whoever believeth in the word shall not abide in darkness. That word is the power of your being from on high, directing the image that walks this earth. As the branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in the living word, which has come that ye might have life, divine life, life more abundantly than you have ever known. And just as Jesus could say, I can do nothing, the word of the Father within me doeth the works, so those who are dedicated to truth learn that their guide on the journey is the truth that God has planted in the midst of each of us. And to this truth, like Jesus and Moses and others, we become a transparency for Christ. This is our opportunity and our responsibility. And if we throw it away, we die. If we accept it, the miracle of the living word leads us successfully through transformation of consciousness, transmutation of body, and transition into my Father's house of eternal life. That living word is now in God, and God is now in that living word. And this is the way to your eternal freedom of mine own self. I can do nothing. The miracle comes back into your life when you step aside, when you become a transparency for Christ. And then the living word does it all for you automatically. Think for a moment of the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. How many people on earth are obeying that commandment to love God with their soul? We have forgotten. We have ignored that commandment. We have ignored the divine command to love God with our soul. And we have lost divine truth. Today, the human race is looking for energy. It is here. The human race is seeking peace. It is here. The human race seeks survival. It is here. It is just beyond the point of separation where man ignores the living word. That word is truth. That truth is alive. That truth is of God, and it flows. And it can take you and your loved one out of dying bodies, because that truth, that living word, is a substance. It is the very substance of God, the life of God. And with that substance, your transforming consciousness transmutes you into your mystical undying body and ultimately into your eternal selfhood. And that is why the living word is so important for this world. It is the only link between God and man. And every divine command has one secret purpose, and that is to move you into the invisible, to open and develop your soul faculties, to make you a transparency for living truth, so that you can individualize the perfect eternal qualities of God, right here. We have made a grave mistake in believing that a human being can take us into a higher level of consciousness called the divine Christ consciousness. It cannot be done. There is no human capacity to transmute or to make transition. Only your soul, which transcends the human world and the human mind, has the capacity to love God and to receive truth from God. And only as this divine truth, this divine food, filters into your consciousness, can the grace and the power of transformation and transmutation prepare you for the greater works which Jesus assured you, you will do. There are many persons on earth who are very careful about the food they eat. They watch their calories and their cholesterol. They build one area of their body and they decrease in another area of their body. And the spiritual student learns to be just as discriminating about the food that he permits to enter his mind. And finally, when the spiritual student understands the direct relationship between truth and transformation, he realizes that without the truth of God as his only food, he is really starving his soul. And he is pushing away the kingdom of God right out of his life. Now this knowledge is going to be firm in you. And when it is, God will become your only authority. Your only source for truth. Then you will really be on the path of transition to your eternal life. The path that removes you from the veil of illusion. And you will have the only power that can trigger and sustain the invisible process of transformation and transmutation. You will do this by transcending your mind, letting your soul be a transparency for the living waters of divine truth and for the meat that the unillumined world knows not of. Now there'll be some who tell you they know all about transmutation. The physicist, for example, he sees transmutation as a physical event. He tells you that the nucleus structure of uranium, for example, disintegrates, and then it transmutes into two other elements, polonium and radium. Fine, that's true. The botanist has an equal knowledge of transmutation in the world of nature. He sees sunshine, water, and minerals transmuted by a tree into leaves, flowers, fruit. And that's what transmutation is to him. The entomologist sees the earth worm and then he sees it transmuted into a butterfly. And the biologist tells you that there's a transmutation in the womb of a pregnant woman, that the fetus transmutes through the various phases of its lower evolution. All true. Just as true as the dreams of the alchemist who would like to transmute baser metals into gold and silver, but all this is not mystical transmutation. The mystical transmutation is from the human sense of body to the eternal body of spirit. It's a transmutation from mortal man of earth to immortal Christ of the divine kingdom. And this transmutation from man to Christ is your mission on earth. And when it becomes your number one priority, you will not fulfill human needs through your manual efforts, but by grace. You will not lack and find human limitations, for you will have found the kingdom in which all things are added. And you will fulfill the will of God that you be reunited with God in consciousness. And you will no longer be a separated individual. Living in that long parade of human dualities that manifest in our confused world today. You can stop all dualities, all division. You can rely totally for every human need on the living Word to be present, to be active, to be alive, to be all-powerful. And you can refuse to give power to world conditions and bodily conditions. And you can accept only the power of divine truth. When you do that, when that is your priority, you will be loving God with your soul. Now in Joel's teaching, that is called the principle of no power. And that is why today we must learn this principle so well that we make possible the entrance of the living Word into our consciousness. Because as long as you are giving power to the lie, the truth of God cannot activate and transform your consciousness. In the 30 or 32 or 4 books that are on the market by Joel today, there isn't a place where you cannot look at an index and find the principle of no power. It is so important that he has repeated it dozens and dozens of times. And there are still some of us today who are living without that principle. That principle says, seek no God power. Just open your soul. Accept no limitations. Just open your soul. Son, all I have is thine. Don't wait for Christ to be born. Christ already is born in you. Just open your soul. Give no power to man, to place, or to thing. Give no power to good or to evil. Give no power to employment or unemployment, wealth or poverty, justice or injustice. Fear no loss. It will be restored. Fear no disaster. It cannot touch your divine life. Fear no power on this earth, not even nuclear power. But in your love of God as the only power, in your love of the presence of God as the only presence, you too, individually, can move the mountain. Because your name already is written in heaven. You can count on it. The kingdom of God already is within you. You can count on it. And the moment you draw your sword to resist evil, you are saying to the tempter, I believe you. I don't believe God. I believe the picture confronting me. I don't believe the perfection of God is assured by the invisible presence of God. And in that instant of duality, you have lost the power of no power. The moment you accept the presence of the lump, the sin, the disease, the threat of disaster, you are in duality. You are denying the infinity of spirit. You are straying from divine truth. You are separating yourself from source. You are crawling back into the tomb of flesh. You are overlooking the principle taught when the 12-year-old girl, through the power of transformation of consciousness, came back into a body that worked. When the young man in the coffin, through the transmutation of body, came back out of seeming death into what is called life. When Lazarus, in a transmuted mystical body, walk back into our world to teach us that the transparency for Christ, who receives the living, invisible, present Word of God, never remains in the tomb. If you do not receive the living Word of God, you are refusing to love God supremely. You are acknowledging devil power. You are accepting the opposites to God, who has no opposites. And you are really shutting the door of your soul to eternal life. Now let's reverse it. Let's stop every temptation from the outer world. Let's trust the power of the invisible living Word to be within us, to be on the job 24 hours a day, to be maintaining our perfection in spite of whatever our eyes see. That's not too big a job for us, is it? Not when we know that by unseeing the visible in consciousness and accepting the living Word as present, we are opening the door to the transmutation process which leads to eternal life. We are making a conscious choice. And let's go further than that. Let's search out all the divine commands given to us by Christ in Scripture. Let's trust them. not by repeating them with our lips, but by rejecting every appearance that denies them. Make a practice of this. Accept what Christ says, and at the same time, unaccept the opposite. If Christ says, I am the life, that means I am the life of you. Do not accept another life. If Christ says, I am the way, that means Christ is the way. Do not accept another way. If Christ says, I am the door, do not walk through another door. To accept the truth, to accept the divine command, is to reject that command which is not divine. That truth which is not divine. And as you practice this principle, you will find you're in the principle of no power. And then you are saying to God, I love your perfection. I accept your perfection. I accept your kingdom on earth now. I accept you as the present spirit of my being. And so I give power to no thing, place, or person. I am faithful every day to no power, because your power is working, is present, is perfect. To your truth, I open my soul. And you will know by the harmony that is restored into your daily life that the invisible wheels of transformation and transmutation are working to open the book of life for you, just as it has for all souls who learn that the way to eternal life is to love God, the living Word in you, supremely. Our 19th lesson is very special because it is a group meditation for the next month, starting now, on energy. We are going to apply the principle of no power. Before the meditation, it would be wise for you to consider first, what is the truth? The human condition is that we are lacking an energy source which is adequate for our needs. It is not only a localized national lack, but an international lack. Of course, to us, it is evidence that man is again separated from the kingdom of God. There's no energy crisis in the creation of God. There's no limit of energy in infinite God. And therefore, the condition which does not exist in the creation of God only exists in the world of man because the human mind of man has not found a way to be a transparency to the reality. Man is looking for energy from science, from inventors, from human material processes, from things, from the bowels of the physical earth, and from the solar system. He's racked his brain to find energy. He doesn't see the paradox that much of the energy that he wants is to be used to kill. As a matter of fact, perhaps science does know that it is useless to appeal to God for energy. Certainly science never consults God and says, where can we find more energy? But it should be clear to all of us that you're not going to get energy from God to use for the purpose of breaking the commandment, thou shalt not kill. We need energy to send our missiles to an enemy and knock them out of civilization. We need energy to send our warships and our planes. Is that not a perversion of energy? We need industry, not only for production of vital necessary goods, but to give us new energy. So that we can continue to live in this world. We're not looking for energy to lift us out of this world. And so there is a vast chasm between God and man. Man is not listening to God. Man is not listening to the Word. Man is not turning within and saying, Father, what is your will? Give us this energy. That's what we want. Well, our meditation is quite different. We are seeking divine energy, not physical energy, not human energy. We are saying that energy is present now. The infinite storehouse of God is present now with all the energy that man will ever need. It will filter through to the degree that it will be used only for God's purpose. No other. Now, you're not going to change that, and I'm not going to change that, because that's the way it is. Divine energy can only be used for divine purpose. And divine energy is the only energy there is. And for that divine energy to overflow into our life, we must together be a transparency for the living Word. And so at 8 p.m. California time, all of us who are dedicated to loving God supremely will join in a group awareness of the nature of God, the nature of energy, and the nature of no power. We'll do it now together, getting the feel of it, the confidence that we are not appealing to God, we are not seeking God power we are accepting that God has already provided all that is necessary. And how that energy manifests in our lives is not ours to decide or to anticipate or to predetermine. I, of mine own self, can do nothing but the Father within, he doeth the works. I'm not asking for more coal or more sun power or more moon power or more star power or more atomic power. I am asking for nothing. I am resting in the living Word, which doeth the work, and accepting its living presence and power, for I have transcended the material sense of energy. We are standing together in the one infinite soul, open to truth, receiving truth invisible. Thank you, Father, for the ever-presence and the everywhere presence of your divine energy. I feel it all around me. It is here. It is energizing your complete universe. It is the lifeblood of creation. There is no shortage of it. It is now. It is the energy of divine love. The energy of divine will. The energy of divine life. How could there be a shortage? I have turned it away. I have shut myself from it. I have denied its presence. I have been greedy. I have said, put this energy to use on this project and that project. I have not said put it to use only on God's project. I have divided myself from that energy. I and the rest of my human brothers. But in our soul, we have no human desire. We have no human need. We are outside that sense of body called human. We are in the mystical body. Which is completely activated by the energy of God. We are in the infinite laboratory of Source, where all energy begins, and where energy is eternal. This is how we meditate. And we must remain here for the realization, the secret of realization is that the truth in consciousness, understood,
received in the soul,
after we have transcended mind,
will now flow through our transparent capacity, transforming us in consciousness into the awareness of energy, the conscious knowledge of energy, without our doing anything about it. This wisdom will flow. And as it flows, when there is a realization that it is present, this energy will then overflow, transmuting the blockades and obstacles and bottlenecks of the human world of lack into abundance of energy. And it will flow in its own quantity, in its own measure, in its own direction, without human intervention. And it will power the machines that should be powered. And it will power the lives that are walking in their soul. And it will power the peace that men have been seeking, and the harmony, and the abundance, and the life without end. Eternal energy received in your soul will transmute this world into the kingdom of God. It will dissolve the veil of ignorance that separates man from the treasures of the infinite kingdom. He shall know this truth, and this truth will reveal living energy for your community, your nation, your universe. That will be the nature of our meditation. Divine energy is present, and no power can limit it or deflect it. The 7 TRs are at work wherever there is a willing consciousness to be a receiver of the word. Sun, all my energy is thine. All that I have is flowing infinitely where you are. It will come to you in many new ways, for it is a divine law that all that the Father has, the Son has, and we are now the Son of God. Our invisible supply of energy is now present. The conditioned mind of man is the separation. We are transcending that conditioned mind. We are transcending the limitations which are imposed upon man by that conditioned mind. We are one with Source. We are thanking the Father for His living presence. We are accepting identity as the living spirit of the Father. And we are in that consciousness which reveals that the power, presence, grace, love, justice, and abundance of the Father is ever present, for I am with you always. Be still in that glorious knowledge every night. And let us transform what man calls an energy crisis into an invisible transmutation that reveals that energy is God. God is energy. They are one. And that one, I am. We'll be together then in this as a group. And it is all part of our preparation for that unconditioned consciousness which is a pure transparency for divine law. Your love is felt here in Kauai, and be sure that it is reciprocated. We are all held together in the bonds of divine love, one eternal self. Until we meet soon, probably tonight, aloha from Kauai.